lately has served in different capacities under a succession of presidential administrations, has guided government policy on urban planning, and is a widely cited academic. My name is Sean Britton from 2SER 107.3 in Sydney, and each week Ed and I have a chat about what's the latest news out of the United States, talking everything politics, planning and policy from sea to shining sea. Find us on iTunes, Wooshka, Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed. Let's start on one we've been following for a while. Paul Manafort found guilty on 8 counts of financial crimes. A big victory for the Mueller investigation, Ed.
Yes and no. He was found guilty of crimes that he certainly should be found guilty of. But the idea of finding him guilty was to squeeze him on what he knew about the campaign. He may, when he gets his 20, 30, 40, 50 years, say, hey, I'd like 5 years, like Cohen, I can tell you this, this, and this. But that was the whole idea of this. And the jurors even said so. And one jury held out. So he's only convicted of 8 out of 18 crimes. But he still has to go to court again in Washington, D.C., over the fact that he never registered as a foreign agent or a consultant to foreign agents, which is against another federal law. If Trump pardons him, does he have to pardon him in sequence, or can he pardon him even before he's tried?
Let's break the Trump responses down case by case. So firstly, with Manafort, he stood behind him and said, Manafort, he's a good man, but these charges, of course, nothing to do with Russia, nothing to do with collusion. He's in a way correct on that, although Manafort's hands all over the Trump campaign anyway. And Trump has floated, as you point out there, the possibility of pardoning Manafort. Certainly suggested it to his lawyers.
Yes, I think you have it right. But he has to be careful here, because a pardon could be viewed as obstruction of justice. And he is within a hair of obstruction of justice. So he has to be really, really careful. It's interesting that he doesn't listen to his lawyers at all. And that's going to be his downfall. It may be that Mueller never has to interview him because he's doing the interviews himself on his Twitter.
The second of the double whammy here, an even bigger story perhaps, former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen pleading guilty to 8 criminal charges, including paying off a couple of women, Stormy Daniels and a Playboy playmate by the name of Karen McDougal, under the direction of Donald Trump. Take us through the big picture here, Ed.
Well, the issue of paying them off is not a crime at all. He can pay off anybody he wants. What Cohen said, he was directed to pay these women off during the campaign in order to keep this information silent and to use the campaign's money, because any money that comes in campaign, even your own, is campaign money, to do so. So that is a federal crime. You cannot, during the course of a campaign, use your money or anyone else's money without reporting it and the specific use for which it was put. He didn't do that. That is a federal crime. And he was directing Cohen to do it for him, another federal crime.
Well, Trump is not standing with Cohen on this one, unsurprisingly, but while admitting payments were made, he said it was a personal matter, not a political one, that he only knew of the payments later on, and the money came from him, not the campaign, which, as you say, doesn't really make a lick of difference. He said, and I love this, Ed, my first question when I heard about it was, did they come out of the campaign? Because that could be a little dicey. For someone who lies as much as the president does, Ed, he really is awful at it a lot of the time.
Yeah, he's ridiculous. I don't suppose he knows the distinction here. But remember, he said he was going to fund his own campaign. When he said he was going to fund his own campaign, that means if he used a postage stamp, it became federal property. So any money that came from him for any purpose, and particularly an election purpose, is federal money, and a federal crime has been committed. That means he has committed a high crime and misdemeanor punishable by impeachment.
Michael Cohen's lawyer, Lanny Davis, has said that Cohen is willing to tell Mueller all that he knows, no doubt in exchange for a juicy plea bargain. We're going to have a lot more to talk about, Ed.
He does. He says he knows that the president knew about the meeting on the 16th before it happened. He also knew about the hacking before it happened, and maybe even directed it. If he has any evidence of those things, the whole house comes apart. But I suspect there's somebody in the weeds, as he likes to say, a nigger in the weeds. Mm-hmm. Amorosa. Amorosa may have recordings of Cohen's conversations where he's admitted to the things that were just said. So people don't like Amorosa. They don't like the way she talks or what she has to say. But my God, she's stinging like a bee.
Jeff Sessions and the Justice Department finally had to push back on Trump's criticisms this week. They've been taking it for a long time. Trump saying Sessions never took control of the department and shouldn't have recused himself from the Mueller investigation. Sessions replying the Justice Department would not be improperly influenced by political considerations.
First of all, Jeff Sessions doesn't work for Donald Trump. Jeff Sessions gave an oath to the people of the United States. He was confirmed in his appointment by the Senate of the United States. Donald Trump has no relationship with Jeff Sessions, and it is a felony for the president to talk directly to the attorney general about a case that's in progress. My gosh, did he go to kindergarten?
It does seem to have a great misunderstanding of how the system works, the government itself works. Where to next, though, with this information? Reports are saying if he wasn't President Trump, he would be indicted already. But, well, we know how that turned out. The only option is impeachment, which is probably not going to work for anyone. Are we waiting on Mueller to make his way up the chain?
Well, I think Mueller is a small piece of this at this point. Mueller would make an indictment right now as an open indictment against the president with a list of crimes and not saying what should happen, leaving it to the Congress or the courts. But what's happening is he's being hit from other sides. His son is almost certain to go to jail. His son-in-law is almost certain to go to jail. His daughter-in-law is in peril. He may have a situation where he has to give up the presidency to save his own family. That is weighing on his mind, according to many sources, more than anything else. He does not want to see his son going to jail for 10 or 15 years. Now, Jared Kushner, he's thrown him under the bus a couple of times, but his daughter-in-law wants to keep Jared around. And the only way Jared can stay around, maybe, if he gives up this job.
Let's talk about a couple of non-Trump stories before I let you go. Carbon emissions. Trump administration wants to put a slowdown on carbon limits for power plants, meaning more carbon in the air for longer. It's actually a lot like what's happening here lately, Ed. We have this battle over climate change solutions purely on ideological grounds. Any thoughts?
Well, I thought you were waging an Australian argument here. These carbon emissions mean nothing in the United States because the carbon emissions are going down because it's cheaper to use natural gas. No one in the industry is complaining about carbon emissions except people who are driving old cars. Trump is out looking for somebody to bash, somebody to make headlines around, some distractions. They have nothing to do with anything. And furthermore, he now has the director of the EPA who is, in fact, enforcing these carbon emissions issues on his own signature. I don't think he even knows what his cabinet's doing. So this is just more air. I would say hot, dirty air.
And immigration. The Army has been forced to let back in, I believe it's around 100 recruits who were immigrants seeking a path to citizenship with the U.S. Army amidst this legal battle. Now, this sounds like good news, although another policy that never really should have happened in the first place.
Oh, it's silly. I mean, here are young men who are serving the United States military, doing their jobs. They were under the directed policy that if you serve in the military, and this happened during the Second World War, service in the military, if you are not a citizen, could lead to citizenship if you had an honorable discharge. This was big after the Second World War, where many Filipinos got U.S. citizenship because they served to fight the Japanese. So this is longstanding American law and policy. Trump had no reason to change it, and I think he just looks additionally silly. He's lost on all these counts. People are still coming from Iran and Iraq to the United States because somebody writes a letter saying you're okay. Silly, silly, silly.
And just finally, Ed, and I think this one's probably impossible to say in all honesty because every week sort of catches us almost with our pants down, but any predictions for the coming weeks after this huge and horrible week for the Trump presidency?
As I said before, things are lining up in very different ways. The White House is scared to death. There are people running around now seeing if they can see Mr. Mueller next because they don't want to go to jail when this house falls down. They don't know what Omarosa's tapes are. Cohen now is another person that people have talked to. So rather than being thrown under the bus and going to jail themselves, we'll see the White House beginning to collapse. My own assessment again is the big target here is young Trump. Young Trump is facing 10 years. That's why he got a divorce, because he knew his assets were in jeopardy. So I think young Trump and Jared, when they start putting the pressure on them, Trump will leave, saying this was that inside Democratic mafia forcing me out. All right, you people who are standing with me, I'm going to start my own television show and so forth and keep up the good fight, but I'm leaving this job. He hates the job at this point.
US Event is produced in the studios of 2SER 107.3 in Sydney. To help support the work we do, go to 2SER.com/support. Ed and I'll be back next week to talk the latest in American news and politics. Subscribe on iTunes and Wooshka to stay up to date, and show us some love on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed.